Yo, what's going on, guys? It's Chef Mike here, back with the cookbook.
You already know.
Yeah, bro. So it's called the cookbook. Ins and outs and tips and tricks of cooking. Cause I'm the chef. Yes, sir. Yo, this is episode 2 of the cookbook. I'm here, joined by my co-host.
Hell yeah, baby.
Would you like to say anything? Introduce yourself.
I like to make cakes. That's all.
Yeah, his name's Grandpa Vortex. Yo, okay. So listen. The other day, right?
Hell yeah.
I was at home and I swear to God, I thought I heard like some fire started. I was like, yo, what's going on, right? So I go downstairs. Fire? Yeah, I open my door. Like, I opened my door, and I straight up, not gonna lie, I smelled like something was burning. So I ran downstairs to check if anything was burning. And thank God nothing was, but oh my, it was scary. it was something else.
Probably burning after eating Taco Bell.
Whoa. Hey, bro, keep it PG.
PG my butt.
Keep it PG, brother. Broski. People are gonna hear this and gonna be like, whoa, this guy is gay.
Oh, okay, buddy.
I'm telling you, bro. People are gonna think you're gay.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm gonna have to find a new co-host.
Oh, okay.
Alright. Listen. This podcast stuff. This is crazy. I've never done this before. This is wild.
Hell yeah.
And it's like, it's weird because it's like, it's two people basically talking, but like they're recording it. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
But then like, I'm going to put some music on and then the music's going to make it nice. And then, you know, I'm going to have that sponsorship ad in the fucking, in the middle. And then I'm gonna get that bank.
Oh,
you already know, bro. My first episode. It's already on.
Yeah, no,
my,
yeah.
It's on Spotify. It's crazy. I'm making moves, my guy. I'm making moves. It's crazy, bro. And then we'll split it 50-50.
50-50.
50-50, man. Get the 50 bands. Mm-hmm. 50 bands. 100 bands. Ray bands. Lots of bands. But I'm not a rapper. Blueface, baby. Yeah, aight. Bro, looky, I wish I had, like, funny-ass stories to tell.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Alright, so basically the other day I was smoking with
and basically I was smoking and my mom walked in and I ran out.
I jumped out the window.
Jumped out the window 3 stories high, you know what I mean? Broke a leg, it's fine.
It's fine. I hopped in the whip, went skirt down the road.
I crashed the car, got out, robbed another car.
And then I killed somebody, and then I ran back to the house.
Yep.
And then jumped out the window again. But it's fine. It's fine. It's okay. My leg's broken, but it's all right.
I can respawn. It's fine.
Yo, I've had this cough for like a good minute, and I don't know what the hell is going on. It's been a good couple weeks. Yo, oh, actually, I have plenty of stories to tell.
Okay.
Yo, look, like, just life stories, you know? That's what this is for, bro. You're supposed to tell your stories, like, life story, not life story, but, like, crazy experiences or, like, random stories you feel like telling. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, so look, I got a story to tell. So, you know me and Summer broke up, right?
Yeah.
All right. You know I'm dating this new girl, Nevaeh, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want to know how all that happened?
Yeah, tell me.
All right, so look. Honest, if I want to be completely honest, Summer might even hear this, like, podcast thing. And if she does, you know what? I'm just going to be honest. I kind of wanted to break up with her for, like, a good week before I actually did. I don't know why. But, you know, it's just, I don't know what happened or why I felt like it, but I just did. I just couldn't. I don't know why. And I didn't know how to, because, like, I didn't want to, like, I knew either way I was going to, like, it was going to end up hurting her, but, like, I didn't know, like, how to minimize the hurt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, I was her first boyfriend, I guess. So, I had to, like, try to bring it in real, like, smooth so, like, it didn't go too bad, but, like, I knew it was going to go bad either way. So, basically, I ended up going to see what had happened was, so Nevaeh had a party, right? She had, like, her birthday party, and yeah, I remember Summer texting me, like, she didn't want me to go. Like, we were arguing a little bit, like, she didn't want me to go, but then she was like, you know what, I don't care if you go, it's fine, whatever. And I was like, okay, are you sure? And she was like, yeah. I was like, okay. So I went, and we had fun. We all had fun. It was me, Kevin, and Damien, Caitlin, Mara, Emily, Donovan, and Jesse, and some other guy named Kenneth. See, we're all chilling, having fun, right? I'm just chilling with Damien and Kevin most of the time. And then me... Okay, let me go back real quick. So, the month before that, the month before school ended, me and Nevaeh, like, we started getting closer, like, as friends, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't remember when, but, like, it feels weird talking about it, because then I'm going to post this, and that's going to be wild.
Yep.
Alright, so basically, someone told me that Nevaeh had liked me, right? So I was like, oh, dang. Right, so I was like, shit, man. So basically, I was like, you know what? I went to the party, and then we were just chilling, and then I was like, you know what? Let me... I feel like an asshole saying this, but I was like, you know what, let me just break up with her over text. I feel like it'll be easier. But obviously, that's, like, the worst way to fucking do it. So, that's my fault. We just don't talk about it. We just don't talk about that part. So, yeah, I broke up with Summer, right? And I'm like, okay. So, Nevaeh likes me, right? So, like, a week or two after her party... we started, like, talking, and then, like, a week after we started talking, we started dating, so, like...
Oh, okay.
That's how everything kind of happened. That's wild. This feels weird, bro. I don't want to, like... Should I? Oh my god. You know what? I'm just gonna send it. It's gonna be uploaded. I don't even care. I mean, I do care, but like, don't come at me.
Don't come at me. Don't try to kill me when I see you.
Yeah, don't hate me. I already feel like an asshole. I already feel like an asshole for doing that. Damn. But you know, it just be like that sometimes.
Really be like that.
Sometimes you just gotta live your life, and then that's how it be. But you know, it's tough. And then, bro, I keep Snapchat be doing me dirty. I keep getting these memories. Like, I be looking through my phone for the memories. And, like, none of the pictures are loading, but then I scroll past the one of me and Summer and they load. I'm like, really? Of all the things, the things to load, you're going to load that? But, you know, I don't miss her. Like, I don't miss her like that. Like, I miss, like, being best friends. Because we were good, like, we were, like, best friends before we even started dating. And I feel like I kind of ruined that since we started dating. I feel like I ruined that. But, I mean, it's a consequence that I have to live with.
Yes, sir.
But it's fine. It's fine. Because I'm good now. I mean, I've been good, but, like, I'm better now.
Yeah.
Like, me and Devay, we're doing really good. How about you, bro? How about you? Anything you want to talk about, huh? Little B-word.
Hold up. Let's see. Let me think. Let me go back. Let's dig in my brain real quick. It's before I use his brain. What was that one? There's something we did that was pretty stupid. I know. Oh, remember when we went to that school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we want to talk about that.
I mean, you can. I already got in trouble for it. So, like, talking about it ain't gonna get me in more trouble, right?
I hope not.
You know what? All right. So, you want to tell the story, or should I tell the story?
I guess you could. You better tell the story than me.
You want me to tell the story?
Hell yeah.
Bro, I stay talking. You tell the story.
Wasn't it like, what, like 11, 12 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
When we went inside that damn school.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we ruined our damn shoes with that mud and we climbed up
the
school? Dude, fuck. Shit.
Bro, keep it PG. Why are you cussing? It's fine. It's okay. I'm just kidding. Alright, so, like, you gonna leave it up to me to tell the story right now?
Yeah.
Bruh, I've been talking this whole podcast.
You're the main star, homie.
But you're the co-host. So, that means I'm also the co-host. Two co-hosts make one host.
Make two hosts. But I feel like it's kind of boring, because all we did was... we just went in there and did nothing.
True. We literally went in there and like got nothing out of it.
Yeah, pretty much. What we did was do anything. We just broke into a school, pretty much.
Alright, we didn't break in. We found a way in without breaking anything.
We found a way. That's what we did.
One of the doors was. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Alright,
listen. So basically, it was not a door. Alright, so we went. I live by a school, right? Some elementary school. Not gonna say the name because then some weirdo's gonna like get my location, and then come touch me places.
Come touch me.
So basically, I live next to this elementary school, right? And the fence is like it's always open, like from dusk to dawn. I think says on one of the signs. So there's a shortcut. The shortcut is hopping the fence. That's the shortcut. So we had to hop the fence, right? And I knew there was this place. Like, it was like a tunnel, I guess.
No.
Or like a vent thingy.
It was like a vent thingy. I don't even know the tunnel.
Yeah, so I took off the grate or the gate. What is it called? The
grate. That's what I'm saying. I don't even
know. I'm just going to say we took off the grate thingy that was like a cage looking thingy.
Yeah, I guess you say it's like a cage looking thingy.
So we took it off, right? We go down into the little area,
And then we go under the school.
Yeah, it was like straight, and then you crawl under the small space to get under the school. So we went under it, we climbed the ladder. We went to the far left, there was a ladder, so we went up the ladder. And I kid you not, we were at that hatch trying to open it for like 10 to 15 minutes because there was something on top of it. It was so heavy.
It was so heavy. I was broken on, man.
I literally had to like hold it open with my legs. That's a lot. So we got in. We walked around for a little bit. We got some gum.
That's all we got was gum.
Remember that? We got gum. And then...
We got locked in the room for quite a while because there were some dudes walking around.
Oh, yeah. I forgot there were people in there walking around.
We got caught.
Yo, that's crazy. Speaking of almost getting caught. All right. So the only reason I knew that there was like... a way to get under the school is because I went there with my friend Abel.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
I went there with Abel, and dude, oh my god. Okay, so we went in, right? We walk in, you know, there's nothing there. We couldn't find anything, so we leave, right? One of the alarms was going off. There was like an alarm somewhere, and it was going off. So the cops come. And Abel's like, bro, we gotta run. We gotta run right now. Run, just run, just run. I'm like, no, just chill in the playground. Act like nothing happened. So we sit down, not even messing around in the playground, just chilling. And the cop comes up to us and she's like, so what y'all doing in the school? I'm like, how did she know? She got it so quick. How do you know? One of the doors was open. She was like, what door was it? She was like, and I was like. Oh, it's one of the doors by the front. And she goes, well, then show us. And I was like, well, it was kind of cracked open. So when we closed it, like closed all the way, I guess when someone opened it, they didn't close it all the way. And it was like cracked open. And she said, oh, okay. All right, whatever. It's fine. Just sit down. So we sit down and she's like, what's your names? Abel goes, what did he say? He said some BS name. He said like Robert Rodriguez or some BS like that. And I go, my name? I'm like, oh, it's Keegan. Keegan what? And I'm like, Keegan Dollarhide. You know Keegan, right?
Keegan, oh my.
Bro, I straight up saying, oh yeah, Keegan Dollarhide had ass. I couldn't think of any other name, bro. I was like,
what?
I was like, what's the most like?
What's the most common name?
I say like a lot. I was like, I need to stop saying like. In my head, I said, what's the like? Oh my god, what's the most random name that I can think of? And I was like, Keegan, and then his last name is Dollarhide. So I was like, that's a pretty weird name. So let me just say that. To make it sound believable. Freaking Robert Rodriguez, what the heck? I don't know why that's... Keegan Dollarhide is literally the name I chose. I don't know why. It was so... Like, his last name is kind of random. Dollarhide. Kind of random. Not talking smack, I'm just saying, like, his last name is kind of random. Ugh. Yo, that's wild. That's something else. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know how people do this.
Some people have like crazy stories. That's what you're doing. Probably have crazy stories.
Ooh, I mean, I got some crazy stories, but I'm pretty sure my mom's gonna listen to these. I'm not trying to get sent to jail. By my own mother. I'm just kidding. I haven't done anything that'll get me sent to jail, mother. It's okay, relax.
It's okay, it's a joke, it's a prank.
It's okay, it's just a joke, it's a prank. There's a camera right here.
Camera right there.
Some people know, because I was listening to this one podcast, right? And that thing was like an hour long, but it was just people reading like reviews for certain places and then making them like really dramatic. It was weird. Like, they would, like, say someone wrote a 5-star review saying, oh, I love this Walmart. Customer service is great. They would, like, exaggerate it. They'd be like, when they read it, they would read it, and then they would make their own version of it, but make it more, like, exaggerated and more, like, dramatic. And I keep saying like, so I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh my god.
So, Jeremiah, I'm pretty sure it's about that time that you say something.
By the time I don't know what to say. I tell you, bro, I have no stories, man. My life is boring. Right, no. You already know.
Yeah, my
life's pretty boring. No one wants to know my life story.
So basically, when I was dying, my dad killed himself, and then
basically, when my dad said he was going to the store, he said he'd come back and hear him back.
My dad has been gone for a good couple of years. He's still getting that milk. I promise, he's going to come back. He's just getting milk at the store. He texted me the line is really, really long.
My dog said he's leaving. He never came.
And back. I was like, how long is that? Is that milk line? He said it's about another 16 years long. And I was like, oh god. All right, as long as you're coming back. And he said, Yeah. Yo, Loki. So I unfortunately am a lot of stories for today. I ain't got no more original content. You gotta put in some work, bro. Put in some work.
I do put in work. Talking about.
Let's see. Tell us a story then, bro.
What story, bro? What? Tell me what you want to hear.
Literally anything. Just any topic.
I mean, I guess we can go with the. Football, I guess. I mean, I don't know. That's what I do. I don't know about you. You know what I play basketball like. I don't know.
Alright, so unfortunately that's all the time we have, guys. I'll see you guys later. Peace out.
Alright. Shit. Oop.
Oh. Yo, my mom finna listen to this and then she's gonna call your mom. Do you know your son's cussing on a podcast with my son?
I doubt she's gonna do that. Oh, actually, never mind. I think she's gonna do that.
Do you know that your son cusses? You know he kisses you with a foul mouth?
What the okay, buddy.
How dare he? He is so Russian. What?
What? Okay, buddy.
I don't know. That didn't even make any sense. What am I saying, bro?
What time, bro?
I straight up said he's so Russian. What was that?
He's so Russian. What is that?
I don't even know. But you know what it is? I don't even know. Ugh, I keep yawning. What the hell? All right. Listen. I would love to keep this conversation going. But,
we have nothing to say.
Pretty much, yeah. We're kind of out of ideas here, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. I have nothing.
So, you know what's about to happen? We about to tune in tomorrow. We finna catch up with some new stories to tell. Because I'm going to be honest.
I'll make up some stories.
Don't make them up. I mean, you can make them up, but, like, make them believable. I was playing. Don't make them up. I mean, what? You didn't hear us talk about how to make fake stories, what?
Yeah, I'm about talking about making cakes. That's what I do.
Yeah, talking about making cakes, yeah. All right, look, if I'm going to be honest, I low-key have more stories to tell, but I don't want to tell them all in one, like, sitting, because then I won't have any more content to say in the next podcast episode, so... I'm just going to end it here. You know, we're just going to end it here. We're going to say goodnight. We're going to say goodbye. We're going to say whatever the hell we want because it's our podcast. You know what I'm saying? So it's been fun. You know, Chef Mike here as always. And, you know what I'm saying? Get co-host Jeremiah over here. You need to get a new name, bro. You need to face that name. That name is Doody.
Yeah, I got you.
Make it like, I don't know, something else. And then get a profile picture. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. So you already know. This has been the cookbook. This is page 2. Hope you guys enjoyed Chef Mike leaving the I don't even know how to make an outro, bro. I don't even know what to say.
I'm just leaving. You say, all you gotta say is, I'm leaving the book. See you.
No, watch it. Watch. All right, guys, it's been Chef Mike. I'm out. I'm leaving the kitchen. See y'all later.
Okay, okay.
That, hey, that was kind of clean. Okay. I'm not gonna lie. That was kind of clean.
Okay, that's kind of clean.
Okay. All right. No, low-key, I'm actually gonna leave the kitchen, like, right now. Yeah. Like, right now.
I'm about to leave because I just got some Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, like, right now.
Right now.
All right, see y'all later.